So the first question will go to Anthony Marcotte. Anthony, c'est à toi.
Hey Joe, quite a way to welcome you back to Rocket here at the Bell Center tonight. Two goals for you, and I think the chemistry was really solid on your light tonight with Ilonen and Teasdale. How were you feeling out there tonight?
I think our line was great tonight. Playing with these kids, they're fun to play with. They make little plays. They're so creative, and they both work so hard, Yessi and Teaser. So they're exciting to play with. They got some moves, and we're going to all touch the puck a lot if we stay together.
About that story for Joel Teasdale. I mean, this guy didn't play since 2019. It's been a long time for him without playing. This is quite a story, and you guys were really happy for him on the ice when he scored.
Oh, 100%. He's such a good character guy. He was around us all last year, bringing positive attitude the whole time he was injured. And yeah, I think you could see it tonight. The bench is excited. The coaching staff's excited. Everybody's excited for Teaser. He's such a good player. He's had such a good career up till now. It was a shame what happened to him last year, but it's amazing to see him back and better than ever. And he's himself already. So it's going to be an exciting year to watch him play. And I'm happy to be on his line right now.
How important for you guys was it to really start this game really strongly after such a long layoff? You really wanted to start the game on the right way, and the captain was able to score the first goal in the first period. So you guys were ready to play from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what leadership is. He took the bull by the horns. He got us going early, and I think everybody else picked up after it. So when X leads the way, that's why he's wearing our captaincy, and I think everybody's easy to follow. I think just for the last couple of weeks, we've been training here and getting ready for this first game. Starting from the management, they've filled us with all the information we need, and we're ready to play. I think everybody's on the same page, and it showed tonight. So we're just going to try and keep this going, and we're definitely excited for the year. We were chomping at the bit before tonight.
La prochaine question, Nick Landry, RDS.ca.
Hey, Joseph. As a veteran on your line tonight, did you have to, I don't know, talk a little bit to the kids before the game to maybe calm their nerves or something?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think just communication makes them feel comfortable. I don't want to be that veteran that they feel like they need to give the puck all the time. I want them to play their game, and I think we can help each other benefit. I think if we're all on the same page and we all work together, a positive attitude, which both of them are, and I think myself is positive as well with them, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of creativity in that line. So as long as we keep using each other and be vocal on the ice, it helps a ton.
You talked about Teasdale a little bit earlier. I'm curious to know what you thought about Elon, and it seemed like he set you up a couple of times there with his speed and his vision of the play. What was it like playing with him on the wing, having him on the wing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a special talent. I think he's 20, 21 years old, and he's a very skilled player. He's got eyes at the back of his head. I don't know. I haven't had that many scoring chances in a game in a long time. So he's fun to play with. He's finding me all over the ice. And now he made a great quick play on my first goal there. So it's exciting. I didn't even think he saw me there, but I was ready and it paid off. So I think just with the both of them, they're pretty similar players with their creativity and their speed. But yeah, yes, he's strong. He's ready. He trains like a beast. So it's exciting to be on the line with those two.
Merci. La prochaine question, Sean Campbell, TSN 690. Sean, you're up.
Joseph, I just wanted to know, how good did it feel to play a game?
Oh, you guys have no clue. I think just the preparation for this feels like we've been training for this game for 2 months. So I think just to get out there, be in our game jerseys, be working with each other, have the positive attitudes on the bench, even being able to be coached, you miss the feeling, you miss being around the guys. It's a lot of the little things that you miss. You miss coming around out of the tunnel and being in the dressing room with the guys, especially after a win tonight. These are the best times. So we're grateful to be back, and we're excited to finish out this year.
And your power play, you get the one power play goal. You did have the 5-on-3 opportunity. How did you feel about the power play tonight?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some things we need to work on, being a little sharper. I think going into the game tonight, we knew it wasn't going to be perfect. It was a long, long layoff. I'm sure none of us have been laid off for that long before. So we knew it wasn't going to be perfect. We're happy to get on the board with one, but I think we're going to expect better in the games to come.
Thank you.
Herb Zerkowski, the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Merci, Charles. Hey, Joseph. Thanks for your time. Congratulations tonight. I think the thing that people forget is this is still a a relatively new organization for you after the trade last year. You only got into a couple of games and then you just kind of hit the wall. Everybody did because of this pandemic. When you first started speaking tonight, you used the word kids. I would argue that at 26, you're still a kid, but where do you think you are in this stage of your career and just trying to make the jump back up to the NHL where you've been before?
Well, don't get me wrong. I still feel young, but when these guys come in the dressing room, I know they're 20, 21 years old. And I was there 5 years ago. So I think I know what they're going through. It seemed like just yesterday I was going through it, and it's nerve wracking being around all these older guys. So I just try and be myself, help them around as much as I can, and just be a light veteran, someone they can come to if they have any questions. And I got asked a lot of questions by my line mates tonight. So I think they feel comfortable with me, and I think that'll help the team have success. I think the leadership groups here is so familiar with the younger guys, and everybody gets along so well. It starts from the management. There's a good bond in this dressing room. So I'm excited to see what we can accomplish this year.
And how about yourself, just coming to yet another new organization? Looking at it like a fresh start, do you feel like you can still make it back up to the NHL?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think my NHL days are behind me at all. I mean, that's my goal. That's why I'm here. That's why I work so hard. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So this is why I love playing hockey, and the NHL is the best league in the world. So that's the goal. I think that's everyone's goal here, and we're all working together to make it happen. For me, coming to a new organization, it's been easy ever since I got here. Everybody's made it so easy. The staff, the language barrier is probably the hardest part, but I think I'm adjusted now. And in the dressing room, like I said, there's a great bond in there. So I think we keep our relationships tight in the dressing room, and bringing new guys in, making them feel comfortable. It's going to be an exciting year for this team.
We'll take four more questions. Simon Olivier Lorange, Grant McCagg, Jared Book, and Amy Johnson. Simon, you're up.
Hey, Joe, another one on Ilonen. Not only was it his first game with the Rockets, was his first game in North America. Do you feel that this is a guy that is still adapting, or do you feel that he's already up to speed or in this new game for him?
I thought he played amazing tonight. I mean, he looks good out there. He sees the ice so well, and it didn't look like he was used to playing on big ice at all. His head's always up. He's always looking to make plays. He's not scared. He doesn't stay on the perimeter. He gets in the dirty area, so... To me, it looked like he's been playing here for a couple of years. It's very surprising that's his first game overseas, in my opinion. I think he's got a lot of bright days ahead of him. He's a great hockey player.
Thank you.
Amy Johnson.
Thanks, Charles. Joseph, just one question for you. You know, it has been almost a year since you guys have played, and Coach has told us quite often during training camp that he was really pushing the pace a lot in practices just about every day. So just for yourself physically, how did you feel once getting into some game action? Because the pace was pretty good out there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody on this team's prepared. We're ready to go. Just coming in, even from the summer, everybody's in great shape. I think we got a disciplined group here. Guys that want to push themselves, guys that want to help each other get to the next level. And I think when guys are responsible like that, doing the right things off the ice, it's going to show in the dressing room. And I think if you'd ask the coaching staff, I think they know that we're all ready and we're chomping at the bit. We want to play. We're excited to get out there, and we're excited to push the pace every day. We come to the rink to work hard every day. That's what we love doing. And I think once you prepare like you do, the games almost take care of themselves. So I think you could see we were ready for tonight. And like I said, our gameplay took care of itself.
Great. Thank you.
Jared Book.
Hi, Joe. How important was the bounce back after that penalty kill in the second period? You guys were down two guys, and getting the bounce back, really taking over control of the game. You scored the your goal, you got a power play as well. How important was that bounce back in second period?
Yeah, I mean, that 5-on-3 is a huge momentum swing either way. I think we had 1-2 to begin with, and we didn't capitalize on it. And then all of a sudden, the momentum swung their way. I think it was 1-1 when we killed our 5-on-3. And ever since then, we took over. So I think when you can get those big-time plays, Preem's playing strong in the net, clearing his crease, our D-men are boxing out on that 5-on-3. It's not an easy job. Obviously, you're outmanned. So I think you just got to do the little things and get in the shooting lanes and things like that, help your goalie out as much as you can. But once you get that kill, it's a huge momentum swing for the bench, and guys build off it.
Thanks.
And last question for Joe, Grant McKay.
Hey, Joe. It was great seeing you come to the Canadiens organization. I remember you. I'm based out of Ottawa, so got to see you a lot with the 67s there when you were with them. Just curious, it looked like you, you had great chemistry, I thought, right from the start with the two kids, as you call them. What, how much did you play together in training camp? I'm curious.
To be honest with you, the coaching staff did a great job of jumbling up the lines throughout the training camp. I've been practicing with these guys for the past four practices, I want to say, but before then, everybody was playing with anybody. So I think at this point, any of the forwards are ready to play with each other. We've had a month and a half now where we've been training together. So I think we know each other's tendencies. But for the last week, I have been practicing with Teaser and Yessi. So I think we know where we're going to be. And we know we all like to make little plays. I think that's part of the coaching staff's job to put guys together that are going to mesh well together. And I think they hit the nail on the head with putting us three together. We're all creative and we see the ice in a similar way. So it's a good recipe for success.
Were you surprised that you had that much success right off the bat?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first game of the season after 11 months, you don't expect to be sharp right out of the gates as well. But I think, I don't know, we got three, four goals tonight, our line. So I think it's good. It's good for the team that we got to win. Everybody's going to have – every line's going to chip in differently every single night. One night it's not going to be our line. So I think just the most important thing is the team got to win, and we're going to build off this tomorrow.